Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 20 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several languages are available all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are tuning in for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed, too. There are many people in our world whom we consider to be important. Who do you consider to be important? The president or prime minister of your country? Or the chairperson of your city council? Your mayor? Or is it a pastor, a business leader, or maybe someone who plays professional sports? If you had the opportunity to meet someone you consider to be important, what would you say to them? Do you have questions you'd like to ask them? How would you dress for the occasion? And how would you act? What would you most want to hear from them? How would you like to be treated by them? You know, it would be very interesting to hear your answers to those questions. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will come to us with today's teaching from the Gospel of John. In it, he will be speaking about meeting someone important, someone much more important than any of the persons that I mentioned earlier. The ones I mentioned, with the possible exception of a pastor, can only affect your earthly life. That is, what happens in the here and now. But this person we'll be looking at can affect your life now and throughout all eternity. His name is Jesus. So stay tuned now as Dr. Yoder invites us to meet the Messiah.
We like to meet people too, don't we? New people, especially important people. We're glad to learn to know them. In the times of Andrew and Peter, many were expecting the Messiah to come. They were looking for him. They had reasons to look for him, because the prophets had foretold his coming. Yet long years passed, and he did not come. Some lost hope, but many kept looking for him. They were expecting him. At last he came, and he was being introduced to different people. John the Baptist saw him. Andrew saw him, and Andrew brought Peter to him. John the Baptist first understood him. Now, do you have your Bible ready? Listen and look carefully as I read John 1:35-42. Again, the next day afterward, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What do you want?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where do you live?" He says unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he lived, and stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, "the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is, by interpretation, "a stone." In this account, we have several insights into the nature of the Messiah as we meet him. I want you to meet him. First is his identification. His identification is the Lamb of God. John the Baptist so identified him. This is a very descriptive term and full of meaning. The Lamb of God. In verse 29, John the Baptist went a little farther and said that he takes away the sin of the world. That is why this identification, the Lamb of God, is so full of meaning. You see, all of us have sinned. All of us have come short of the glory of God. What are we going to do about this? We will not do much at all, unless God has done something, and He has done something. He sent the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world. I want to show you something else, however. When John the Baptist identified Jesus to the two of his disciples, that is, John the Baptist had disciples, you see, men who followed him and listened to his teaching, then those two men, when they understood that Jesus is the Lamb of God, they followed Jesus. We read this in verse 37. They followed Jesus. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was being followed by two of John the Baptist's disciples. I want to point out to you that he is the Lamb of God. You need to understand that too. And he is worthy to be followed. They followed him, and as they followed him, he turned and asked them, "What do you want?" They said, "We want to know where you live." And then came his invitation. "Come," he said, "come and see." It was their curiosity. They wanted to know more about him. They wanted to become more intimately acquainted with him. So as they followed and he asked them, "What do you want?" they said, "We would like to know where you live." Where do you live? There is something interesting about this question. They felt if they could know where he lived, they would know more about him. And that was true. That is true today. If you can find a man's house, you will find out more about him. That is very natural. Their curiosity was very natural, a very natural curiosity. Their question was a very natural question. Notice his response. "Come and see." That is his invitation. "Come and see." Wasn't that kind of the Master? Wasn't that kind of him? There are some who throw great fences about their buildings, their houses. They have guards, dogs and men, machine guns, but not Jesus. That is not Jesus. He said, "Come and see." So they followed him, and they stayed with him because it was late in the afternoon. They stayed and learned more about him. His invitation is still a good invitation. He would like to say to you, "Come and see." I would like to echo that invitation to you. Come and see. The third insight as to who he is, his nature, is his introduction. Andrew was one of those two disciples who followed Jesus when John identified him. He heard John and he followed Jesus. He was convinced, completely convinced, that he had found the real Messiah indeed. So he went and found his brother Simon, Simon Peter. When he found him, he said to him, "We have found the Messiah." Ah, they were looking for him. They were expecting him. They were trusting God that he would come. And Andrew was overjoyed that they had found the Messiah. So he brought Simon, his brother, to Jesus. And Jesus knew him. Yes, he did. He said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Here is a wonderful introduction. Andrew brought Simon Peter, his brother, to meet the Messiah. You know, you are just like Simon. You need to meet him too. I would like to be like Andrew. I would like to bring you to Jesus to meet him, to meet the Messiah, the only one, the true Messiah, the anointed one of God. I would like to bring you to him. I want you to meet him. I want you to meet him because he is the one we are looking for. I can say too, he will receive you. He wants to know you. He knows you. And he wants you. Let me introduce him to you.
Yes, my friend, as Dr. Yoder said, Jesus wants you to meet him, and he wants to meet you. He wants you to love and serve him, because only then will you find lasting and true joy and peace in your life. I must tell you, to receive salvation through Jesus the Messiah is the most important decision you will ever make. It will transform your life now and for eternity. Please, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that becoming a Christ follower will make your life easy. In fact, it very well could make your circumstances more difficult. Jesus said to his followers, "If they hate me, they will hate you." But in your heart and mind, you will have peace because you will have the presence of Jesus living right within you. And no one can take that away from you. Now, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, Meet the Messiah. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Meet the Messiah. I'd be happy to send one to you. And if you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer there. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Meet the Messiah. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study through the Gospel of John. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.